Thanks for tuning in. You are listening to Conversations with the Citizen.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Conversations with the Citizen. I'm your host, Catherine, and I am here today with a special guest, Titani Harris, who is Titani Harris. A little bit of a tongue twister. We will call you Tani from here on out.
Thank you.
clinical therapist from the South Side. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So why don't we just jump right into it? Tell me a little bit about yourself. Who are you? What do you do? I know that seems very broad.
It does.
But, you know, just kind of the highlights of what you're doing and, you know, what kind of makes you special or sets you apart from other clinical therapists.
Oh, that's great. Okay, so my name is Titani Harris. I go by Tani, and I am the owner of TMH Behavioral Services. I am also an inspirational speaker, author. I'm also a certified life coach, and I'm the head girls basketball coach at Roy Clark High School on the West Side.
Ooh.
So I do a lot. But in terms of mental health, our group private practice, we are a team of licensed clinicians, and so we service the entire family. We see kids as young as 4 and adults as old as 90. I think what sets my work apart as a mental health therapist is that we have therapists who provide traditional talk therapy within the office to our kids, our families. They provide marriage counseling, couples counseling. They work with teenagers, but I primarily work with seniors and African-American men. We also have therapists who work in assisted living facilities with seniors to go in and provide those services. And we have therapists who go into the home of those who are chronically ill who can't get to us. So we also provide home-based services. In addition, we are also in Chicago Public Schools. So we have two schools where we have therapists stationed, and we provide social and emotional support services to those students. So that's kind of what we do and who I am in a nutshell.
Yeah, and I do want to give you an opportunity, just while we're talking broadly about you and the services that are provided, where are you located? How can we connect before we move on to talk about some of your other programs?
Yes, so we are located in Bronzeville. We're at 710 East 47th Street, Suite 203W. And if people want to connect to us, they can call our offices at 773-828-4940 or go to our website, www.TMHBehavioralServices.com. Complete the contact form and someone will call you back within 24 hours.
Perfect. So I am curious to hear what led you to go into clinical therapy and even more so to open your own facility?
Yes, my own practice. So mental health, it's funny every time I get this question because I always tell people that this field chose me. When I imagine myself on a platform like this, I thought I would be a sports broadcaster discussing how LeBron James is one of the best players of all time, but I digress. We're not going to go there. And so,
different story.
I used to work at a therapeutic day school as an educator, and I found that my kids who suffer from emotional and behavior problems and had some challenges at home oftentimes more than not wanted to talk to me about those issues. And I found that I really enjoyed that part of my work and just kind of helping them work through those things. So I went back to school. I had a degree in education, went back for social work, became a clinical social worker, trained as a therapist, and worked for not-for-profits, worked for other private practices, and then literally I woke up one day and was like, I think I can do this on my own. I really want to help people. And I also want to help those who are underserved and underinsured. So that's kind of how my journey started.
So let's dive into Man Cave.
Okay.
Because I am very interested in this program.
Yes.
And I think that it's a great service. So I just said Man Cave.
Right.
Nobody knows what Man Cave
is yet.
I'm
going to talk about it.
Tell us, what is Man Cave?
Yes. So Man Cave is an event series that I created to erase the stigma associated with the mental health needs of Black men. I found that within my office, a lot of the Black men that I work with were struggling with some of the same issues, whether it was relationship, employment, stress related to work. Those were some of the common things, even trauma, childhood trauma in particular. So I thought, why not create an event where men can come and not only talk about these things, but feel encouraged, feel empowered, and where I can provide culturally sensitive resources. So Man Cave is not group therapy. It's a panel discussion. So I bring in all male panel Black professionals, and so they talk about these different issues. So the last one was entitled, What's Trauma Got to Do With It? So we talked about trauma and what that is and what it looks like, and the men were able to answer questions, give feedback. We have food, we have music, mm-hmm. It's a free event, and so that's one of the reasons why it started. And also, a lot of times, Black men often grew up in homes where masculinity is emphasized, but they're often discouraged to share how they feel, or they're told to man up. And so I want to change that stigma and provide a space where men can come and talk about those things.
And I feel like a lot of people do speak about those stigmas relating to mental health and emotional awareness when it comes to Black men, but I'm curious if there's any, you know, actual research or mm-hmm. or statistics.
Yeah, so you know, 20% of African Americans don't seek mental health services. It's a high number, and Black men typically do not. The numbers are really low as far as Black men even knowing that this option is available to them. Mm-hmm. There's different barriers, whether it's insurance, whether it's not having therapists who look like them. That's important. Mm-hmm. Less than 4% of therapists, whether you're a psychologist, a clinical social worker, counselor, marriage and family therapist, less than 4% are African American. So the need is there. And I think that's part of the issue too, just not knowing and not having the resources. And so I want to be able to provide that service, which is why I solely focus on Black men to let them know it's okay. And try to erase that stigma.
Mm-hmm. And so how are you doing outreach? I mean, if it's, you know, such a low number of people that know this is available mm-hmm. to them, how are you actually connecting with the men that are most in need of
yeah,
this?
Yeah, so social media, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, I'm at TMH Wellness Redefined, so people can follow me there. I'm also on therapyforblackmen.org. It's a website specifically for Black men all over the United States where they can go in and find a therapist in their area. So I'm listed on there. My Man Cave event, I do it 3 times a year. Our next one is June 8th, and so that's another way that I talk about and that, use that platform, talk about what we do at TMH and sort of have that resource for men. And word of mouth, like yeah. literally word of mouth. People are always talking about Man Cave or go see Tanny or go to TMH. So word of mouth is really big for us too.
I'm sure.
And things like this.
Yeah.
Platforms well, like this.
We're happy to have you. So then I did want to talk about, you know, since this is specifically for men, mm-hmm. why is it important to, you know, get men out of their homes, separated from women yes. and their children?
Yes.
To be able to open up in this way.
Right. So people ask me that all the time. Why men? Why Man Cave? Why women can't come? And I said, why not? And so I've been a part of panel discussions around mental health, conferences around mental health, where it was, you know, men and women. And oftentimes the narrative changes when women are around. Oftentimes men don't feel comfortable. This is what they've told me from the surveys I've given. They don't feel comfortable. They feel like women don't listen sometimes, not all of them, but sometimes. And so they just wanted a space for them. Mm-hmm. I also think that men are more vulnerable around other men, especially when the conversation is encouraged. So even though it's Man Cave and I'm there because I put it together, I'm literally like in the back. You can't really see me. My moderator, male, and my panelists typically run the show. And literally, these men open up and talk about these issues. And I've asked, would you like to add men? They're like, no. Each time we've done it, I always ask that question. Would you be comfortable with adding women to the conversation? I haven't had anybody say yes. They're like, it's called Man Cave. We love what you're doing. This is some of the feedback I've mm-hmm. gotten. Let's do it again. So I think the big thing is the narrative changing when women are around. And it's a space where men can talk about issues that directly affect them. I know at the last one, like I said, trauma. Trauma is really big. So when we talk yeah. about trauma, we're talking about a distressful event that evokes an emotional response. So we're talking about police brutality. We're talking about the death of a loved one. We're talking about losing your job. These are all traumatic events that men typically deal with. And so to have this space for them is so important because their voices have gone unheard, mm-hmm. I think.
So you mentioned these surveys a couple times, mm-hmm. which makes me interested. You know, I'm not going to ask you, you know, what's on the survey and what are all the answers? But broadly, I'm interested in mm-hmm. hearing, you know, just the impact that you have seen thus far, the feedback that you have gotten thus far. I mean, obviously, I'm sure it's amazing.
The feedback has been wonderful. I could think of one guy who reached out to me on email and said, hey, you know, I like to come in for services. I don't know anything about therapy. And so I asked him how he found us. He said, I Googled your name, your man cave event came up, and I saw that you work with black men, and I got really excited. From the men in the audience, both times we've done it, they're like, thank you for thinking of us. Mm-hmm. Thank you for providing this space. Thank you for letting us know it's okay not to be okay. That's some of the feedback I've gotten. Thank you for making it about just us, you know. And so that's important to me. It's a free event. This is something that I just want to do. I literally and genuinely care about the psychological, emotional, and social well-being of people, but particularly black men. In my opinion, black men are the leaders in our communities, and I believe our healing starts with them. And so this is the way that I decide to give back and be a part of that process.
Yeah. And so how do you see this event growing? I know you said you do it 3 times a year now.
I do.
Do you have plans to, you know, add more or get it into a bigger space?
Yes, I do. And so this, we just finished our second one. And each time we've done it, we've had more and more men. The first time I had like 17 or 18 men come out. The last time it was like 22 or 23. So we're slowly creeping up mm-hmm. on those numbers. And so I like to take it to other cities, but eventually I would like to turn Man Cave into a not-for-profit, a place where I can provide free mental health services to men and their families, but not just mental health services, a whole slew of wellness services in addition to maybe some employment services or financial services as well, to all for free. So that's my ultimate big goal with Man Cave. But right now it's just my little event series, and so I'm excited to where we're going.
So let's talk about the next one. You said it's in June.
Yes.
Can you give us some more details?
Yes. So the next one is going to be June 8th in honor of Father's Day. So we're going to have a panel discussion about fatherhood, what that looks like, because I think the myth of the black father is still prevalent. And so we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about fatherhood in general and praise fathers. And so we're still working out the logistics, but it's going to be Saturday, June 8th. Mm-hmm.
So logistics...
location.
Okay,
location.
So I was gonna say, where is it gonna be?
Yeah, so we're working out the location.
Well, keep me posted on that.
I definitely will. We're working out the location because we're a little bit under 2 months away, and so we're gonna start putting it on social media. Like, if you follow me at TMH Wellness Redefined on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, you will be able to get that information.
Perfect. So I guess kind of the only other thing with respect to Man Cave that I wanted to ask you about was, you know, what's really at risk if men don't seek out these services and don't acknowledge?
Right. So I think the first thing, I know for myself as a therapist, anytime I have a man come into my office, even when I do my Man Cave event, I tell men that I'm proud of them, that they're brave because of the narrative around mental health in black men, or black men in general, are not expressing themselves. And oftentimes some of the consequences is, I like to say, your body keeps the count. That's the first thing, the physical effects. Mm-hmm. So you wondering, you're telling yourself everything is okay, but your head is always hurting, your back is hurting, your stomach is hurting. You know, you even start to parent differently because you're frustrated and you're stressed out. So that's some of the big things. And then if you are suffering from anxiety and depression and you don't recognize it, oftentimes it gets worse. I can't tell you how many times people have come to my office and say, well, I've been feeling like this for a few years, and I'm like, whoa, you should have been coming.
Right.
So that's some of the effects. It affects the way you think, it affects the way you live, it affects how you approach this life overall, and it takes a toll on you mentally. And so I want to erase the stigma of mental health. I tell people, you go to the doctor when you're not feeling well, right? You hurt your leg, you're something wrong, right? Or maybe you just go once a year for a physical. I'm somebody, I don't go to the doctor often, but I do go once a year for a physical. Same thing with mental health. It's nothing wrong with getting a mental health checkup. It doesn't make you crazy. It makes you smart. It makes you say, I am a priority to me, to talk to someone about how I feel and what I'm thinking, and just sort of work through some issues. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Just that added awareness.
Yeah, the added awareness. I think there's also a myth around therapy. You know, I hear people say, well, I can talk to my mom, I can talk to my friends.
It's not that bad. My life's not that bad.
And here's the thing. You don't have to see a therapist because your life is bad. I'm a therapist. I see my therapist once a month consistently because I realize it's important for me, not only because I'm a therapist, but before my mental health. Mm-hmm. And I think some of the myth is, oh, I can talk to my mom. But yet when you talk to other people, it's typically a two-way conversation, right? You're telling me how you feel. I'm telling you how I feel. But with a and they're giving you advice. A therapist doesn't give advice. A good clinically trained therapist's job is not to give you advice. Our job is to help you emotionally, socially, and psychologically heal from whatever it is you're thinking of. And also, we are taught to give you coping skills, interventions, and tools to help you navigate whatever issue you're working with. So,
yeah, it sounds like I need to come.
Yeah, it's nothing wrong. And I have clients that I see 4 times a year. I have clients that I see every other month just for a check.
Yeah.
I have clients that I see twice a week. I have clients that I see weekly. It doesn't make you crazy. It makes you brave.
Yeah.
I'm so glad there's this big push about mental health. But that stigma is still there. I tell people, I don't work with crazy people. I work with brave people. I work with smart people. I work with people who care about their emotional and psychological well-being.
Yeah, I love that. So, I mean, that's kind of really the extent of what I had in mind to ask you.
Okay.
I do want to give you an opportunity because I don't know everything. Mm-hmm, if there's something that I didn't ask you about that you want to share, you're welcome to tell me anything. Anything.
No, I just think it's important that people know that it's okay to seek a therapist, to seek clinical support. Mental health is so important, and that we continue to support each other on our mental health journeys. Even our kids. We see kids in our practice. A lot of times parents don't recognize that their kids are struggling with mm-hmm. things because a child can't tell you how they feel. And so our therapists are trained to do play therapy to help them work through those things. And so I just want people to keep that in mind. And also, if you need mental health services, again, tmhbehavioralservices.com is a place that you can go. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TMH Wellness, and that's pretty much
Perfect.
It.
Well, thank you so much
thank
for coming
you for
in
having
today.
Me. No problem. I appreciate it.
Once again, everybody, I am your host, Catherine. This is Conversations with the Citizen. We are signing out for now, but we will be back next week.
Thank you.
Remember to make plans to join us again next week for Conversations with the Citizen, the place where real news can be heard.